Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at 2008 Book Expo America in Los Angeles, California, and we're joined by a couple of gentlemen right now. First of all, Mark Cantor, who just wrote the book about the band Guns N' Roses, and the lead guitarist for Guns N' Roses is here with us, Slash. We're going to talk about the book that just came out called Reckless Road, Guns N' Roses and the Making of Appetite for Destruction, which, of course, was the first album the band ever put out. Mark, I want to start with you. Did you have to talk Slash and any of the other band members into putting this book out?
No, actually, I started this project in 1994 when the band had just come off a big world tour, and you know, they already conquered the world, and now it's time for the world to see where this monster came from. And I documented it really mostly for myself, just because it was good stuff and I had to keep it, capture it, basically. But when they started to make it, I realized that the world would want to see this at some point. And I started in 1994, but it took me about a year and a half to put together. But at that time, the band was sort of falling apart, and the publishers weren't too interested in it, so it kind of sat in my closet.
Slash, did you ever have to think twice about letting him put the book out?
No, when he brought the book idea to my attention, I was like, go for it. You know, it just seemed like a cool thing to do. You know?
So either one of you, is the book about drugs, sex, and rock and roll? The basic cliche?
In an offhand way, yeah.
Well, it basically just shows how it fell together. Five musicians all made it to Los Angeles looking for musicians that do the same thing, you know, they do. And these five were the group that just fit perfectly for that time and for what they were doing. And, you know, the music industry needed a change, and these guys came around and changed.
The book, the cool thing about the book is it sort of documents from the very beginning all the way up until the band's when it first started to really hit. And everything that was going on, it doesn't say anything about what we were up to or what we were on or who we were screwing at the time. But you sort of just get a taste of it just like looking at the pictures. You sort of can come to your own conclusion.
Well, that's for sure. I leafed through the book, and the pictures are amazing. The transcriptions from the on-stage dialogue, amazing. The music, of course, you can't hear the music, but you can certainly feel the music by leafing through these pages. But you talk about so many things. Slash was commenting about the evolution of the band, the music writing, the members coming and going. Both of you, what's your favorite part about looking back that 20, 25 years ago?
I'm one of those people. I tend to not look back, so I think it's one of the coolest rock and roll coffee table book, whatever you want to call it, but one of the coolest picture books for rock and roll I've ever seen of any band. And I like the fact that it exists, but I don't like to spend time looking at it and going, "Oh, remember this? Remember that?" That's sort of for other people to do, you know.
You know, we interviewed 26 people that were around, some of the strippers and the girlfriends and the people that produced the record and the guy that signed them and managers and just basic roadies, anyone that was around, and get their perspective of what they thought had happened, you know, took place, how this evolved, and then we kind of weaved it all together where it's appropriate to fit. So you kind of get the story told by 26 people.
As you were going through it, Mark, and you were writing the book, putting it all together, was there something that jumped out at you that said, oh yeah, I remember that, and I remember it fondly?
Well, there's a couple things I remember. A lot of it I remember just because I recorded all those shows, and when I'd watch them or hear them again, it would bring me back to that time, and I just remembered the first time they played Welcome to the Jungle or Paradise City, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, my idea was to have the band look at the book and see what they might also remember from the shows, certain things. And, you know, you get little bits and pieces as they look at it. Oh, yeah, I remember this gig. That's when I traded my leather pants in because I needed cash. Or, you know, that was first time I bought a Les Paul or... You know, it brings them back memories.
There's a lot of pictures in there that's like, I remember that night, and I remember this night, and I remember what was happening then and whatnot, yeah.
I'm surprised you remember a lot of it because almost every picture, there's a bottle of Jack in your hand.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, actually. It's funny, after all those years of heavy abuse, the amount of recall I actually have.
Talk to me about the early years with Axl. You and Axl Rose obviously had the highest profiles in the band, and I think even you would admit that there was some friction that led to the breakup of the band. But think back to those days at the beginning when you and Axl were forming that version of the band.
It really wasn't just me and Axl. I know that we're the highest profile towards the end, obviously. Like, I think I was the lowest profile guy in the band in the beginning. I don't know how I ended up being so much in the front as the years went by. But it was really the camaraderie of all five guys that makes Guns N' Roses what it is. So Axl is one of the most amazing front guys that ever has been in this business. And we were the guys that sort of the supporting group that sort of carried that whole thing. And we just had a great chemistry through the five of us. And we all were very integral to the way that Guns N' Roses came across, you know. So it's not really just about me and Axl.
Well, it's a fascinating book. The pictures are great. The transcription is great. You can just feel it. And I appreciate you guys coming by.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right, Mark Cantor, the author of Reckless Road, Guns N' Roses, and the Making of Appetite for Destruction, and, of course, the lead guitarist for Guns N' Roses, Slash. Thanks, gentlemen.
Cool, man.